This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right. This is why I said the draft starts at 2. They're so wild right now. This thing that happened last week, you know, we talked about Jaden Daniels being upset. He wasn't the only one.
Right.
All those quarterbacks' agents were not happy with the idea that they brought in all these guys thinking that was their guy's time to shine. And so, you know, I don't know where they go. It doesn't mean that they won't pick Jaden Daniels, right. But I haven't spent a lot of time. The May thing, it went from, like, when we started this process, remember, it was May. It was Caleb Williams in May.
Right.
Maybe the fifth guy taken in this.
I don't know. Right. I mean, Bo Nix ain't going anywhere in the first round. I think most SEC fans saw that as a pipe dream. But here's a curious one. What are the Giants going to do? I know they're still on the hook for another year before they're going to have to eventually just eat that contract with Daniel Jones.
Quarterback.
That's a wild card right there.
It is.
The Giants could go J.J. McCarthy.
Yes.
And it wouldn't surprise me.
Yep.
And then you got teams maybe looking for Penix.
Wait a minute.
To come and talk to us.
Time out. You said J.J. McCarthy in the top 10?
That would be sixth overall.
Oh! For everybody who said he isn't any good, he doesn't throw the ball enough, he can't pass, blah, 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 blah. I totally agree with you. I think he's going somewhere there. But certainly in the top 10, J.J. McCarthy, guys, a lot of people, Turtle, love what he brings.
That's
including
fine.
The Patriots.
But here's the thing, though.
What's up?
Bringing it back home to the Falcons.
Yes, Michael Penix.
That scenario creates either Malik Nabers or Roman Dunze available for the Falcons.
Right on.
So what do you do?
Well, and Penix, and an edge, and the
corner. They are going to do what you think they need to do. Right. They do what they think they need to do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm the dude who thinks they're going to do something stupid if they go with Penix. The thing about J.J. McCarthy, he had a nice interview with him this morning on ESPN.
I'm sure
you'll see it on draft day.
Okay.
And he's basically saying, defending, you know, look, I came to Michigan. It's a run-first offense. Harbaugh set me up for the NFL. It's play action. He goes, it made me better. He said all the right things. So, I mean, whoever's coaching him in his camp, he's saying all the right things about he's the, you know, and because, you know, Harbaugh's banging the drum for this guy. Some people, remember, there's some people out there who still think that Harbaugh's not enamored with Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
And then they would turn around and trade Justin Herbert and get a king's ransom for him.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Which, I mean, that's like the total nuclear option for the LA Chargers.
That would be crazy. Right. Mark, he's a loyal follower. He says, this would be ridiculous. Unless you think Cousins is only a two-year guy.
Well, they pay for 3. 4 is the option.
If you cut him after 2 and pay him cap hit of $10 million, that's jump change.
DeMario says, by the way, DeMario A. Falcons, Mike, I left too hard waiting on the folks at work for a living to call into the show. So at least he got the joke on that one.
Yes, we talk about
another
that
guy
all the time.
Says, look, I like Penix. No, guys, as we said, but not there. He says he's never – Carl just touched on. He's not going to make it to the second round. Another guy's just saying, no, you and Turtle want – no, I just said I don't want necessarily –
Tell him.
I don't want Dallas Turner.
Tell him what they've been saying, guys.
Yeah, we need an edge rusher, but maybe not an 8.
Dallas Turner, that's all I've heard.
Well, that's everything everybody else has heard. And he may be a bum. I mean,
Falcons, 8.
Well,
Turner, edge.
But Harry, let me ask you this. Is Latu taking at 8? If you think Latu's Micah Parsons, go get him at 8.
Strip sack.
Thank you.
He's the best pass rusher.
All right. Well, then go get him at 8.
I don't know if he is. And by the way, here's the thing, Mike. Do you value that more than you value Dallas Turner's overall athleticism? Tip ball. if you just tell me I need a killer to get to the quarterback, it's Latu hands down.
Right. No, I mean, the more we've looked at Latu, he does fit the bill. The only question is, are you hung up on the value thing? that because some GMs are worried about his neck, that he's not worth taking it. Well, screw that. Like I said this earlier. In hindsight, if we could have, knowing what we know now about Micah Parsons, we take him at four.
Take him.
Period. And you don't take Kyle Pitts. It was a stupid pick then. It's a stupid pick now.
Yeah. And I think the value thing, here's the thing. A lot of these teams saw the Detroit Lions last year screw the value system and go with Jahmyr Gibbs, which everybody said, what the hell are they doing?
Which is further validation of us grabbing Bijan.
But you know what? They knew what they wanted and it worked.
Right.
If you know what you want and it works, who cares about this value system?
Well, that goes back to the mind games. The only reason you'd be throwing the penicillin out there to media outlets and what we're talking about it is to create some sense of a value that, the Falcons are really tough. I just don't know what general managers in the league would look at that and say, we better give them what they want. Man, they want Penix bad. I don't know what general manager sounds like that. But seriously, Carl's like, wait a minute. I saw in the Macon Telegraph they really want Penix. We better make a deal.
Yeah.
Give them everything they want. See, I don't understand why they do this stuff, but they do it every year. Every team does it.
Headlines brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Carl, real quick, you know who cares about the value system?
Who?
To answer your question?
Who?
Terry Fontenot.
You know what? I disagree.
He's drafted best player available every year he's been here.
Here's why I disagree. You know what Terry cares about right now? Well, how many years is this now, Mike?
Four.
Winning! He better win!
Well, that's not Michael Penix at eight.
And the reason why is because he stayed and the coach got. You know who's going next? It's not Raheem. He just signed a big fat deal.
It's the GM.
It's the general manager. And I'm not saying that they're not looking at that stuff, Turtle, but at the end of the day, in the back of his head, you know what he's saying? I got to win now.
You know, that's a convenient narrative.
Come on, Art. I got to get it done now. Michael, I got to win.
Based on a number of – I'm looking at PFF. I'm looking at NFL Network, Jeremiah. Michael Penix is considered anywhere from 25 to 36th best athlete in the draft. That would preclude him if you're going for best athlete available. That's Roma Dunze. If Roma Dunze is available, that's the guy. If you're going by the best athlete available, he's going to take that guy. Yeah. Or Brock Bowers if he's there.
And this gets back to the conviction thing, guys. If the quarterback is about what you vision, right?
Right.
It's not what we think, like, oh, that guy sucked. Like J.J. McCarthy, you're like, he didn't throw the ball. He had the best offensive line, best defensive line in college football. He didn't have to. Okay? It doesn't mean that he can't. And how teams look at him in the NFL is really all that's going to matter.
Right.
So if somebody says Michael Penix is the best pure passer from the pocket in this draft, best deep ball thrower in this draft, you start to convince yourself, Mike, it's very easy as one of these teams to go, well, then we need to go get him.
Well, again, it makes more sense to load up with the best young wide receiver in the draft available and add that to what we've already put on the field and let Kirk Cousins cook, as opposed to let's have a guy that we're going to waste a pick on who's not going to have any impact on the game until Kirk Cousins gets hurt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.